I'm at the Techno Ethical booth and I'm talking to
Tiberio Turburano.
So this says Techno Ethical free system compatibility hardware for GNU/Linux, Replicant and LibreBoot. What does that mean?
Well, what we do, this is a free software oriented project that deals with hardware. So what we do is research devices that are compatible with these operating systems and firmware. And then we source them, we refurbish them, we work a great deal on refurbishing. We test them very well, and then we sell them to customers that want to use readily available, freedom-respecting devices.
So this is 100% free?
This is 100% free operating system devices, but in terms of BIOS or bootloader, only for the computers like desktop computers and laptops, we have the possibility to install free BIOSes, while for the phones, they're still running proprietary bootloader. The main operating system is free software, completely free software, but the bootloader, which is the equivalent to the BIOS, still is proprietary. Or even if we can liberate, we can't liberate all the stages of this proprietary bootloader as of yet. We are working with the community on solving those issues as well.
So this is a technical goal for the future, is to be able to get 100% free. But even going back to the laptop, you're saying every piece of code, once that thing turns on, the whole way through is free software.
That's an overstatement. I want to close on the phones to say that it's impossible for now to have completely free freedom respecting phone, because we still have to figure out, besides the bootloader, also the Wi-Fi that needs for now most of, if not all of, the chips inside the devices, the mobile devices, use proprietary blobs for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS, and so on. For the Wi-Fi, we've been able to figure it out how to support external Wi-Fi that we're also selling. On USB, we connected with a device called OTG for being able to use Wi-Fi, connect to Wi-Fi without the need of proprietary blobs, without using the internal one. So we just connect it externally. But that's inconvenient. And for the laptops, we still have some parts that are not free software. For instance, what bothers us is the embedded controller, which is the one that controls the power in the laptop, the keyboard, and so on.
Well, you know, it's a goal. It's a journey. How are the Free Software Foundation thinking about your project?
Well, our project is the one that has the most devices approved by Free Software Foundation under the Respect Your Freedom certification. We also have the newest models certified. This here displayed is the T400S slim version laptop. It has it's built in with an X220 keyboard. This version is also with a display that has finger touch capability. So we're really proud. This is our flagship product.
It's covered in drool from all the engineers going past. So not really. How much is that going for? I hate to ask.
Well, it's around 1,000 euros. People might ask, be curious why it costs so much for an old laptop. But, when you buy a laptop, you have to figure out what is more important for you. It is performance or is it freedom? And for us, freedom is more important. And we work very hard on refurbishing these old devices to look like new. And, be your partner in business and your projects for years to come, not just a break in the next year.
Well, I think sometimes you've got to walk the walk. If you want to walk the walk, you got to take out your wallet and talk the talk. And 1,000 euros is not that bad for a freedom respecting laptop. I'll tell you though, if you were to do this yourself and sit down and count the amount of time and effort that would be needed to refurbish your laptop and put all the code and do all the debugging, 1,000 is not too far off the mark. I'm really interested in anything that you have in the phone section, even if it's as free as you can possibly get. Can you talk to me about that?
Sure. So we have three phone models supported that we also sell. This is Replicon running on them. The community is very active these days. They have released the version 4 of Replicon 6. While they are with the security patches updated to 2019, while they're still working in parallel on Replica 9, based on the latest version of Android. So we're pretty happy about the collaboration with Replicant.
Does that support F-Droid or not?
F-Droid, I think, has been dropped for it because they were not... removing some software that they were labeling as problematic in terms of freedom and privacy. And the free software guidelines of the Free Software Foundation and the GNU project recommend that these software applications don't stay in repositories on the same server. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely excellent. What else have you got on here that you can show me?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
What else have you... you've got a big motherboard here as well. What's special about that?
Well, this is a server board or a workstation board that has a lot of horsepower. It has two AMD processors with 16 core each and up to 128 gig of RAM. It's been... the Liberboot support has been developed by... a company that also makes a server board based on open power architecture. What is our part in all this is that we source, test very well, refurbish these server boards. We complete them with a case and graphics cards that are compatible with free software. We test them and we ship them completely with the Triskel operating system and Liberboot firmware with sources and instructions on how to modify and flash Liberboot yourself.
So fantastic. So basically you are the company to go to if you want to buy ethical hardware.
We are proud to be the company that has the largest catalog, so we provide a lot of diversity. If you're interested in freedom-respecting devices, I think it's good for you to stop by and see if you find something interesting.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the
show.
Thank you.